on the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany. In the name of the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In today's gospel, Jesus critiques a wisdom that comes from our head, a wisdom that knows the long list of do's and don'ts, but ignores the spirit of our heart. Yet it is from the heart that sin comes, not from non-compliant actions against rules. Jesus' own stance doesn't aim to abolish the law and the prophets, but is instead a warning to fulfill them. And he applies this warning to three instances by saying, "You have heard, but I say to you." The first time he says, he talks about murder. "You shall not murder. Whoever murders will be liable to judgment," which Jesus expands into, "Whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment." Anger is in the heart and is at the root of both murder and insult, and it comes from the heart that sin comes. Next, he talks about adultery. "You shall not commit adultery," he says, and expands into it into everyone who looks at someone with lust has already committed adultery in their heart. Because of lustful desires come from the heart, and it is from the heart that sin comes. Then Jesus says, "Do not take a false oath." And then he expands it to, "Do not swear at all." Swearing is prompted by mistrust, a mistrust that resides in the heart. And it is from the heart that sin comes. The one specific warning about being reconciled may have been made more sense in the liturgical scene of Jesus' time. In other words, one could walk away from the sacrifice and return later. But today, this practice is unrealistic. For example, if while standing at the altar as the celebrant, I realize that someone has something against me, I'm not going to quit saying the Eucharistic prayers and walk out of the church and then return once I've made amends. And if you did that, we might be looking at an empty church. Now, the point today is to go beyond the letter of the warning, to have in our hearts the desire to be reconciled with each person as soon as feasible. Just as it is from the heart that sin comes, so it is from the heart that that move towards reconciliation comes. In the name of the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.